The one thing that comes to my mind, though, is that I should like to say that this is how a philosopher of Christianity and a Christian theologian reads Jung. So there are other ways to read Jung, I just think that the more critical work, more critical perspectives we can bring to this, extraordinary corpus, the Jungian corpus is quite extraordinary, the better it will be. There hasn't been enough critique. There hasn't been enough plurality, and I think we need more. That's the way to, dream the dream forward, so to speak, so that it becomes a living tradition and not some kind of ossified ideology stuck in the middle of the 20th century.
Right. So just shortly, I'm thinking of that, and I'm thinking about the work of the Philemon Foundation and Sonu Chandasani, and sort of this sort of rewriting a little bit of Jung's project, do you have anything to say about his work, or also about, I don't know if you read Lament of the Dead, his discussion about the Red Book with James Tillman?
I think that Chandasani has single-handedly made Jung academically respectable, and for that, the field will be forever grateful. I also think that Chandasani is a scholar, which means, scholars can work on anything. So we shouldn't necessarily look, I think, to the scholar to advance the paradigm in the ways that will make it, make it a living tradition for the 21st century. I think that ultimately that work is going to fall to analysts like yourself and analysins, because psychoanalysis, one of the wonderful things about psychoanalysis and all of its major iterations, is that it is an initiatic school. It's not just a theory that one can penetrate from without and categorize and sum up for an encyclopedia. You really only understand what's going on when you live it, when you immerse yourself in it, when it becomes a practice. This is a unique thing. I mean, it wasn't unique in other eras of human history. There are plenty of initiatic forms of knowledge, but in our age, knowledge has become something kind of indifferent to the state of the soul, and that's not the case with psychology. So there's a reason why there is such a thing as a training analysis. So I would look to the analytic context for the real transformation of the paradigm that will bring it into the next stage of its existence, rather than the scholars. And then the scholars, like Chandasani, or like myself for that matter, we offer tools for sorting out what's worth preserving and what isn't in the tradition. Or, not everything Jung said is as important as every, so some things are more important than others. And there are places where he's just done some sloppy work, and we should just sort of recognize that there are places where we really need to bring the scholar in order to correct the understandable limitations of the founder.
And do you feel like think that the publication of the Red Book and the Black Books in any way should make us think differently about Jung or Jung's project? Or how's your view on that?
I actually thought that was, I was training, so were you, when the Red Book was published. There was such hype around that. And I got caught up with it, and I even ordered one of the big books, and I have it in my shelf, this massive book, the biggest book I own. I can't say that it changed anything, because that was the Jung that caught my attention as a young man. When I read Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, and I did read the appendices to the Seven Sermons of the Dead, I was completely wrapped up in this project of active imagination and the way that the inner figures became real for him. So what the Red Book did is it just underscored how central that really is to Jungian psychology. But didn't we always know that? Here's a cautionary note as well. Insofar as the Red Book, Jung's book of it's his book of private meditations. It's his record of active imagination. It's his hobby, really. If it becomes some kind of revealed scripture, which it has, then we're simply back in the old world, which I think we no longer. I don't. I'm not particularly interested in seeing it develop. You know, Jung is not a prophet. This is not a book of revelation. This is not the Third Testament, you know, to be added after the New Testament. And I don't think Jung himself wanted it to be read this way. So he's working through things. And the proper response to the red book is to write your own, with your own images, your own active imaginations, bringing you wherever they bring you. There's nothing particularly crucial about Jung's imaginative experiments.